This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor, Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
The city of San Bernardino is acquiring the last property at the defunct Carousel Mall downtown from the San Manuel tribe.
Right. This is the former JCPenney building, one of the anchors of that mall. It's been vacant for a long, long time. The tribe had originally planned to use it. They have decided not to. Meanwhile, the city has a piece of property that the tribe would very much like to have that's between the reservation and the Arrowhead Springs Resort.
Oh, do I hear let's make a deal?
Right. The city is going to trade that 115-acre parcel for that building, the JCPenney building at the mall, and that will enable the city to finally move forward with those plans to tear down the old mall, which has been underutilized for a long time, and revitalize that part of downtown.
And the tribe gets a piece of land that they would like, too.
Correct.
Okay. Next, the Riverside County Probation Department is going to review former San Bernardino County Assessor Bill Postmas's role in the colony's corruption trial. And that's not the only late-breaking item in the colony's corruption trial either, Cassie.
Well, right. I guess we can talk about the latest breaking first, and that is that one of the defendants in that long trial over that $102 million settlement that San Bernardino County gave to the developer Colony's Partners has filed a claim against the county and the prosecution for $25 million, alleging malicious prosecution and some other wrongdoing. That's Jim Irwin. He's not one of the three who were acquitted. He's actually the one who the jury deadlocked on, and the prosecution decided not to retry him.
Mm-hmm.
So a claim, by the way, is a precursor. If it's denied, if the county rejects the claim, then he can sue.
Okay.
Now back to the Riverside County Probation Department. As you'll recall, former San Bernardino County Supervisor, who's also the former assessor of San Bernardino County, Bill Postmas, was one of the witnesses in the trial. He had pled guilty to 15 felonies in exchange for leniency for agreeing to cooperate as a witness in the colony's trial. However, his testimony did not go the way the prosecution had expected. In fact, the DA, Mike Ramos, said that Postmas contradicted himself compared to what he told the grand jury that indicted these four defendants. He told a different story in court. His lawyer says, people have memory lapses. It was a long time ago, 11, 12 years ago. And so rather than refer the matter to the San Bernardino County Probation Department, of course, the county probation department was funded by the county and Postmas as a former public official, they wanted to avoid that kind of a conflict of interest. So the judge sent it down to Riverside County to have the probation department interview him, take a look at extenuating circumstances, and then recommend what sentence he should get.
So the colony's cases, now into its second decade, continues rolling along. And finally, cities and the Inland Empire's two counties are struggling with where and how to allow marijuana sales as pot becomes commercially legal in California completely in just a matter of weeks.
Right. The state of California, because of the proposition that the voters passed last November, will begin issuing licenses for marijuana sales and growing and manufacturing marijuana-related products on January 1st. But before these potential businesses can apply for a state permit, they have to get local authorization. Now, the localities, as you mentioned, are really struggling with how to handle this. They're kind of inching along toward their own processes for how to permit them, how to regulate them, how to tax them, and where to allow them to locate. They could very well prohibit them close to churches and schools, just as they do liquor stores and bars.
You know, some cities in Riverside County have gotten up to speed as far as they can. And now some cities in the Coachella Valley are moving forward with what the new state law allows them to do in stages as we prepare for the rollout of commercial marijuana. Desert Hot Springs, Cathedral City, up in the high desert, Adelanto, on this side of the San Jacinto Mountains, the city of Paris has been moving forward, but other cities are not.
Well, right. Redlands, for example, seems to be going the route of just prohibiting these kind of businesses in the city at all and simply allowing personal use. And that would be possession of a small amount. I think it's 1 ounce. And indoor growing just for personal use of, I think, up to 6 plants. But banning the major marijuana growing operations that you see springing up in Desert Hot Springs and Adelanto and other places like that. You know, interestingly, Ken, those cities that you mentioned, some of them were really financially struggling. Desert Hot Springs had years of difficulties. Adelanto was on the verge of bankruptcy, and they see these marijuana operations as an opportunity for them to bring in additional tax revenue. So this is pulling some cities really out of a very tenuous financial situation.
Okay, then let me ask you about other cities, like let's say the city of San Bernardino, where the voters there, not on one ballot issue, but on 2 ballot issues, ordered the city to allow the commercial sale of marijuana. Yet the city of San Bernardino is just now getting around to licensing its first medicinal marijuana dispensary 21 years after that law passed.
Well, I think what you see is some cities and counties are relying on their law enforcement for advice about how to handle the situation. And some of them simply have a philosophical concern about marijuana. I think San Bernardino is very sensitive to the image and not wanting to have any kind of operation that could be seen as attracting criminal activity. They want to be careful with the zoning. Where do they zone them? Or, as in the case of Redlands, whether they allow them at all.
I'm glad you mentioned that this is a philosophical objection in public safety, because I think really that to most voters, that's what it looks like. It looks like it's a philosophical rather than a practical objection.
Well, and I think law enforcement also sees that the federal government has been kind of wobbling on whether it's going to continue to enforce the laws on the federal level. There's a little bit of easing under the previous administration, but this administration currently may be looking at cracking down again. So you might not be prosecuted by your local officials, but you could still get in trouble with the law on the federal level.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.